We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Buffalo Sports Network from Learfield. This is Buffs Prime Time.
Play action, sets to throw. He's going for the home run, and he makes the grab. End zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado! Oh, what a throw!
Buffs Prime Time is presented by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. And by Pepsi is a proud partner of CU football. Cheers to the Buffs and Buffs fans everywhere. Grab an ice cold Pepsi and sco Buffs. Here's your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, we're about to put a wrap on the non-conference portion of the slate for the Colorado Buffaloes. They're coming off a 10-7. It was a heck of a college football game. Dropping the loss to number 5 Texas A&M last week, sitting at 1-1 of the season. Now we get set for the Minnesota Golden Gophers on Saturday at Folsom Field. Sounds like it's going to be a great day, a huge crowd, a great college football game. We can't wait. Welcome into Buffs Prime Time here on the Colorado Football Network. Coming up in the program, of course, we've got the head coach here for the first couple of segments. We're going to talk with safeties coach Brett Maxey, also the defensive passing game coordinator. I got to ask Carl about that. I think that's fascinating, the way that those positions have kind of evolved over the course of time. And our player segment, we've got one of the safeties. Since we've got the safety coach on, Isaiah Lewis is going to be joining us as well. And just right off the top there, that guy is, you know what I always love about being in this business, Carl? I'm sure you find the same thing. You know, we get older and the players are always the same age, right? They're always 18 to 21 years old. And what's always fun, and you see it more intimately than I do, but even in my position, you see a young man come in and, you know, they're wet behind the ears, they're 17, 18 years old. And by the time they mature, and Isaiah Lewis is growing into a man the last few years. I mean, he's really a guy. You know, boy, if I was his CEO, I'd hire that guy. I can tell you that.
You know, I'm so proud of him. Really am, because, you know, when I came in here and I assessed the program and I was asking the coaches that were here coming back about every player, right? Yeah. Every player. And they say, oh, well, he's this, or he's average, he's this or that. And I remember when Isaiah's name came up, it was kind of like an incomplete. They weren't sure.
Yeah.
They weren't sure what he was going to be. And then I think there was high expectations, you know, probably early on. He was a great player out of high school coming in, all that stuff. But, you know, what I was impressed with is that, you know, when I came in and we had our new coaches here and he has a new safeties coach and Coach Maxey, you know, he really just turned into learning, just really turned into like digesting the information and being kind of the signal caller in the back end.
Sure.
And really just buying into all that. So I saw that transformation last year where he, by the end of the season, he was one of our better players, yeah. you know, on defense. And to his credit, you know, he's had a great spring. He's had a, so far a really good fall. He's been in every place where he's supposed to be. You know, he's done everything. He's got people lined up. He's made the adjustments. And he's become a really good leader. One of our, you know, 20 leaders that are in our leadership council, he's in that council. And it's because I've seen that growth in a year's time about this guy. Not only has he become a better player, but just him maturing as a young man, taking leadership qualities and portraying that with his teammates. I'm just really proud of him in a year's time.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, and in fact, we finished up, we taped the interview, which we're going to hear later on the show the other day. And I said to him, I said, "Boy, what would you major in? You know, communications and a couple other things." And I said, "Boy, if you want to get a broadcast, I mean, he's really, he's got a great, just a calmness about him and a demeanor and a presence about him. And that's got to be, it's got to be infectious for a team, I would think, when you've got a guy that's grown like that. And then he's one of the guys that's speaking from a leadership standpoint for a team.
There's no question. You know, he exudes that. He exudes confidence. He speaks with confidence. So a lot of those things, when you're playing with younger players around him, they have confidence because they're like, whatever he says is golden.
Sure.
You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm really proud of what he's doing. And, you know, he was disappointed. It's like we talked about last week's game. It, you know, he was as disappointed as anybody. But he's one of those guys. He's one of our veteran players that he's really got the guys kind of, hey, that's last week. It's last week. It's now this week. We got to get ready to go. And we're getting ready to start this conference run after this week.
Yeah, I told Isaiah, I said, "I'm going to tell Gary Barnett, you better watch out, man. This young fellow's coming in. You know, he might be sitting in that booth next to me or something." That's great stuff. Hey, all right, let's talk about that ball game last week. And I said to you before we went on, if you're just a college football fan, that was a joy to watch. I mean, that really was a great game. Two teams at a high level playing relatively mistake-free football. There weren't a lot of penalties. There weren't a lot of turnovers. And it was two heavyweights going at it. Now, if you're on your side, you know, one coach had to win, one coach had to lose, and obviously you come away disappointed. But from an effort standpoint and the way you saw your team clean up details from week one to week two, you had to be very pleased in many respects.
In many,
not all of them,
but in many respects.
Yeah.
And we had a great plan for the team. We had a great plan for A&M. And we knew that it was going to be a close game. We knew that it was going to be coming down in the fourth quarter. And who's going to finish the game is going to be the one that wins the game. Really, that's how we talked about those things two or three days prior to the contest and even the night before. And it really kind of played out that way. And I've just been in enough of those types of games when you're really in a battle, you know, where every play is just a physical, you know, counterpunch and things like that. You know, it's going to come down to someone stepping up and making a great play that is a difference in the game. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately on our side, it didn't happen on our side, and it happened on their side with the running back up on a wheel route, you know, that got us on defense. But, you know, it was a well-fought game. It was. We've closed the gap in a lot of ways. You know, I told the team this. We had that Texas game and the bowl game where, you know, we just didn't feel like we were even close to what we should be.
Yeah.
And then we worked hard this offseason about, you know, what we need our approach to be this offseason and having a great developmental, you know, process in our conditioning and training and going with having a great summer, all those things. And then we played that game and we played it exactly the way we wanted it to, other than the finish, you know. So we've closed the gap in a lot of respects, but we got to learn how to finish games better.
Yeah, and that does come down to, you know, you coaches say it all the time, and I was joking with you. I said, you know, a lot of times, you know, players are like, "Yeah, coach, I know. But that was a prime example of the little things, the details, the things you attend to that you coaches are getting on them about during the off season and once you get into camp, and how important they can be in a game where that margin for error is very, very thin like that.
Exactly. And it's really down to the details in those critical moments.
Yeah.
You know, I always use a John Wooden quote about being at your best when your best is needed. It's kind of one of his, he calls it competitive greatness on his pyramid. And it's true. You know, when the game is in the balance and it's someone that needs to step up and make that critical play, you know, I want not just one guy to step up and say, "I got it. I hope this happens for me." I need a 11 guys on both sides of the ball say, all right, we got to go kick this in. Sure. You know, we got to do whatever it takes to get this win. And, you know, we're working on that. We're still a young football team.
Right,
you know, we're
right.
still learning that process. But they are understanding the message. They are understanding the pillars of why we're building this program the way we are. And there's no question it's going to benefit us down the line here.
You've been a defensive coach for a long time, and that's kind of been a lot of times your side of the ball. What your defense has been able to do, the improvement you've seen, the intensity of play. I mean, to hold A&M, which is a dynamic offense, I got three or four guys there that are high-level players. I mean, are you surprised at all this early that that unit's come together that quickly?
Not really. I feel that we have an excellent staff, you know, led by Chris Wilson on being our defensive coordinator, and Brett Maxey's our passing game coordinator. I think those are two veteran coaches, one in the front, one in the back end, that they've done a great job of just tying in both sides of the defense, you know, the front and the back end together, that is allowing for us to have the success. So I think when you have veteran leadership like that, guys that have played the positions too, and actually coaching those positions, I think the growth happens a little bit faster. And so they've had a great plan for them. It really did. And our players had a great plan. And they all, if you talk to them, it's, you know, we lost the game. I get that. But they see that we can be so much better.
Sure.
That's the thing that excites the team, is that they know that they, even though they're playing really well right now, they can be really, really good, you know, as we go down the line here.
You know, Chris has talked about simplifying that defense a little bit. Does that free a player up to just let them use what the good Lord gave them when he's not thinking so much? Is that a truism?
That is a truism. You know, you don't want guys thinking too much, because if you're thinking so much, you're not playing full speed. Mm-hmm. You're not playing hard. You're kind of gray in certain things if you don't see a clear adjustment that you need to be made. And I completely agree with that on either side of the ball. Mm-hmm. We want our guys to have clear understanding of what their role is, go out there and play with high effort and execution, and just go make plays. And on defense, it has to be that way. I think a year ago, we had too many checks and things like that, where guys were kind of in the gray. I thought this year we've cleaned all those things up. We simplified a lot of different factors in what we're doing defensively, and allowing our guys to play to their talents, you know, play to their skill set.
Yeah. Who's been jumping off the tape when you go back and watch it? Is there somebody that, I mean, Nate Lamond we all know about, right?
Know.
Right? Carson Wells.
You get tired of talking to him every week.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, Carson Wells, an established name. Is there been somebody who went, wow, that young man's really making strides?
You know, and bless his heart, I'm so happy about this kid, but Naeem Rodman is really a really good player.
Great
young player. No one really knows much about him. He's number 91. If you don't know what number, he's number 91. And he has been playing solid ever since training camp. Yeah. You know, he's been in that role. He's our three technique, and he's played hard. He's gotten so much smarter. He's stronger. I mean, he's just so many different factors. And I believe a great defense is start from the inside out.
Sure.
Right? So when you're really good up front and it starts down in the inside people, you know, Jalen Sommy is another one of those players that's really playing at a much higher level than he's ever played. So both of those guys are our inside guys, and they're doing a tremendous job, you know, controlling the inside gaps. And, you know, you mentioned Carson on the edge and Terrence Lang's on the other edge. We got some other guys that are really good players, but I think it starts with those two. They don't get a lot of notice, but I really think with Naeem and what Jalen's doing right now are really tremendous.
Well, what takes a guy to the next level from that? Because you think about that position, you think, well, it's big fellas banging in. If he's big and strong, he should be able to do that job. But there's more to it than that, correct?
There's so much more to it. Yeah. So much technique, so much leverage, so much about hand placement, being in the right gap. Yeah. All those things are critical. And you remember, the offense isn't just standing there. You know, they're moving, you know, depending on the concepts they're running. So that's a challenge every play, to stay in the right gap, you know, and doing what you're supposed to do with your right leverage and hand placement. And that's why Chris Wilson's so good. You know, he's a D-line coach by trade, and he's coached at the highest level, defensive line. He's won a Super Bowl at the highest level coaching the D-line. So he's a really strong fundamentalist about being right with your hands and leverage and stuff like that. And I think that's a big part of why we're better, because we started up front. That's much better, and it's actually working its way to the back.
You know, Naeem's such a neat kid to be around, too. Although I will tell you this story. In camp, we were going to do a little stand-up with him on television earlier this year. And he's like, I don't want to do a camera interview. He goes, can we just do the radio part of it? Naeem, well, you got to grow up. Young man, you're playing well.
Right.
People want to see you now.
Right.
And so I told him, I said, okay, Z, your role's on. we're going to get you on camera at some point in time. So we'll get him over that hump,
yeah,
too.
He's a great kid. He is. He's a great kid.
I like him a lot. You're right. As soon as you said his name, I thought, oh, exactly. We call his name nonstop during the ball games right now. Hey, Colorado football is brought to us by Safeway, and Safeway's proud to support the University of Colorado. Part of Safeway's commitment is to supporting local businesses, local growers, and local schools, because at Safeway, what matters to you matters to us. One more segment with the head coach of the Buffaloes, and Brent Maxey's coming up, and the aforementioned Isaiah Lewis. It's Buffs prime time ahead of the game with Minnesota this weekend at Folsom Field. This is Colorado football from Learfield.
The future is growing in Colorado, and Synchronicity Full Spectrum Hemp Oil is planting the seeds. We are a Colorado pioneer with the single pursuit of advancing wellness through the highest quality, most innovative, and sustainable hemp oil products on earth. It's why we're proud to be an exclusive partner with CU Athletics, joined in our effort to impact the whole body and mind of the people of Colorado and beyond. Feel the future now. Use code CUHERD at SynchronicityHempOil.com for 30% off your first order at checkout. Synchronicity. Feel the full effect.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
SunState Equipment knows the importance of having great players to build a championship team. That's why we're proud to support the athletes, faculty, and families of CU Athletics. With six Colorado locations, SunState is the construction equipment rental partner you can turn to for a competitive edge on any project. Working together, winning together. Get your game on with SunState. Visit us at sunstateequip.com. Go Buffs!
Huddle up, team. It's time to switch things up.
Yes. I'm thinking a new home gym. What?
But the missus really wants to renovate the bathroom. Okay.
Coach, a refinance with Rocket Mortgage can turn your home's equity into cash to cover those renovations.
That's what I'm talking about. Refi on three.
One, two, three, refi.
When you're ready to turn your home into your dream home, Rocket can.
You think we could get a sauna, too?
Get in the game at rocketmortgage.com. Proud supporter of college athletics. Rocket.
Call for cost and information and conditions. Equal as a lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
I am a nurse,
a firefighter,
a college student,
a mother, and I am an American soldier. I will always be ready
for every storm and disaster that threatens my community.
I will always be there to protect my neighbors,
my family,
and my country.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Back on Buffs Prime Time as the Colorado Buffaloes get set to take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers on Saturday at Folsom Field. By the way, that's an early one. It is Breakfast with the Buffaloes on Saturday. Gary and I are going to hit the air at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning with the Buffalo Stampede. We'll be out for hour number one on Franklin Field and then come back in for hour number two. And then Carl Durrell, the Colorado Buffaloes, will kick off against the Golden Gophers at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. Sounds like we're going to have a great crowd, by the way, on Saturday.
I hope so.
It's going to be a beautiful
day. I tell you
day.
What, if it was anything like the first game, our student section was rocking.
Right.
And it was just great to play in front of fans. And our players, really, they felt it. They felt them right on us.
Sounds like the weather's going to be great. I mean, the place is going to be packed. And, you know, it's a nice early day game. Do you like the early, when they get real early like that? Are you okay?
I'm okay because we practice in the morning. I would be more concerned if we were a 2 o'clock practice team and all of a sudden you have an early game. But I feel really good about this. You know, these guys are used to getting up early. You know, I mentioned it might have been somewhere in our press conference that, you know, our guys, even on we played Northern Colorado 2 weeks ago and it was a 7 o'clock game, and I had about 10 guys that were up at 6:30 for breakfast. I'm like, guys, you should be sleeping. What are you doing? You
know, right.
And they're just used to being up. Yeah. So I think this shouldn't bother us for playing an 11 o'clock game because that's just a normal process.
You know, the other thing is too, when you play a night game, in fact, we just found out the Arizona State game next week is a night game. You're kind of sitting around the hotel all day long. You know, I guess you're watching probably other college football games, that kind of thing, but it really does. You're wasting a lot of time, right?
It feels like a lot of wasted time.
Yeah.
You know, particularly if you're playing on a Friday when there's not many college games.
Right. Oh, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
At least
this
is Saturday, the next one, and they get a chance to watch football all day. But it's a long, long, long day.
Yeah.
It really is. And but it's part of it. You know, playing in Arizona this time of the year, you have to play in the evening because it's so hot there.
Exactly.
And so we get that. But we're ready. We'll be ready to play at any time.
No doubt about it. Yeah. 7 o'clock at night, 3 a.m. in the morning. Buffs will play. Why not? Hey, real quick here, before we start talking about this Minnesota team, comment or two about did you see growth offensively from week one to week two for your Buffaloes?
In certain respects, yes. You know, we had a really good first half and where I felt we had some good drives. We were moving the football and we got a touchdown. We missed a field goal, but we were in position to score and another opportunity, and we fell on a fourth and one. So I think there were some really positive things. I would say with Brendan, he's still doing a great job of taking care of the football. And I know he's thrown an interception, and that was off of break and protection. There was just a guy cut loose, and he didn't see it, and it wasn't his fault. So it was one of those things. But for the most part, he's still taking care of the football.
Yeah.
You know, we just need to kind of keep bringing him along about taking some chances on throwing some plays. Actually, he threw a nice touch to go route to Daniel Arias down the sideline in the third quarter. We would have loved for that to have been a good completion for him because that would just build his confidence that much more. So we just got to be in better sync. Yeah. That's the challenge where we are offensively. We just have to have a little better consistency, a little better detail, and execute some of these plays so the engine can keep going.
There is some rhythm that you get into offensively, isn't there?
Particularly for the quarterback.
Right.
You know, I think it's important for him to feel like he's got a great control, great command of what he's doing. You know, he's going to make plays with his legs. He normally does that anyway. But I think the other part is just we have to make sure the people around him are doing what they're supposed to do, making some plays when he is throwing a ball in the air so that we have a great balance to our attack.
Yeah. You mentioned the fourth and one. And I was interested in listening to you talk on Tuesday at your weekly press conference about that. You want to be aggressive with this football team, don't you?
I have a tremendous amount of confidence that we can run the football anytime on anybody. Mm-hmm. And we were able to do that a good portion of the game, you know, and what hurt our circumstances, obviously we didn't get that conversion and it's still, you know, we're still in the balance of having a chance to win the game is that we just weren't able to do all the facets of what we need to do. We can't just run the ball 60 times, but we need to be able to throw it. We need to be able to screen. We need to be able to do a number of things to kind of create the balance of the attack for the defense to defend the whole width of the field. And those are the things that I think hurt any offense when you're not able to have the consistency in doing that.
Yeah. Let's start talking about this Minnesota team. Now, they played exceptionally well against Ohio State in the first half. Then the Buckeyes came back and won that ball game. They win last week over Miami of Ohio. I mentioned to you before we went on, I said the thing that struck me, Carl, getting ready, the Buffs are you're a very young football team. Now, we got, 90 underclassmen, I think, on the team overall. this is a team like seemed like every guy was putting down there was a junior, a senior, a redshirt senior. You're facing a very veteran team this weekend with Minnesota.
It's a very veteran team, and a lot of returning starters on both sides of the ball. So it's a they're seasoned about what they do. You know, they have a good defensive system. They got some good experience up front and at every level, the linebackers and a secondary. And on offense, they have a veteran quarterback with, you know, obviously a big offensive line. And you know, they got a young running back, but he's just like the guy that got hurt. You know, he's a similar style where he's a churn, you know, he churns for extra yards. He fights for everything that he can get. And they got good receivers. You know, they have good receivers too. So they create balance on offense. They want to run the ball and they want to be able to throw down the seams and goes and stuff like that when a defense overcommits to the run game. And then on defense, they don't give you a lot of shots. You know, they don't give you a lot of those things just because of their quarter system. You know, they try to keep a lid on the offense and they make you earn everything they, you know, that the offense presents. So it's going to be in one of those challenges again for us offensively to make the steps of improvement from what we happened last week. And then defensively, we need to stay the course, but just step it up a notch on, you know, the things about finishing games, you know, for both sides. You know, I think the offense, you know, when it's all said and done, we needed more points generated in that second half. Right. And we needed that, and we didn't do that. And then defensively, they played the game, you know, I would say 59 minutes and 38 seconds of great football, except for the one play. So we just have to, as a team, be better at finishing games and making plays when they need to be made at these critical moments.
So their quarterback, Tanner Morgan, is his name, fifth, sixth-year guy, played a lot of football. So I'm guessing he kind of carries himself like a guy that's probably seen it all and done it all, right?
He does, because he manages that offense very, very well. Mm-hmm. You know, they're an on-the-ball offense. They can tempo you. You know, he's the veteran back there. He sees everything. He can get into the proper run checks. He can get into the passing systems of what they want to do from the sideline. So he has a great comfort of what they're doing offensively. So he manages the offense really well.
They lost Ibrahim, their outstanding running back. That was the Ohio State game. He popped his Achilles tendon. You mentioned the guy Potts they bring in behind him. He's similar, but boy, he doesn't go down easy. And no. He's always digging for yards, isn't he?
He is. He's a, you know, I think he's a really good runner just because he's not as flashy, or, you know, he's not a flashy guy. He's a more of a slasher, and he churns. I mean, when I say churns, his feet never stop. He's always churning for extra yards. He bounces off of guys. He's strong. He's low to the ground. He's kind of a stocky build guys too. So he's going to be a challenge for us because we got to get hats to the football and, you know, stop him where he's at and get more hats there so he doesn't gain any more. But he'll make a 2-yard gain. Oh, it was just a 2-yard gain, and all of a sudden he carried the pile for like 3 or 4 more yards, and it's a 5-yard gain.
Yeah.
That's the kind of kid he is. So we have to really do a great job of really keeping those yards limited.
Well, we talk about how good your defense has played so far through 2 games. How have you tackled so far? How have you graded that?
I think we've tackled well. You know, we've tackled pretty well, much better than a year ago. I mean, we emphasize that every day in practice. We always have tackling circuits and stuff on both sides. Offensive players have to learn how to tackle too. And, you know, those are things that as we continue to build these, I call them everyday process drills as we build this program, you know, we're going to end up being not only a good tackling team, because I think we're a good tackling team, but we'll be a great tackling team. And it's all about the process of really trying to create the right fundamentals for them not to think about it when they're playing. So it's kind of second nature for them when they tackle. So that's really the emphasis of why we stress these things day in and day out. And it's starting to come along where you're seeing the results.
Yeah. The way the Buffs have played up front, the way you've run the ball, that indicates you're a physical football team. Is this team as physical as you want them to be?
We're in process of working in those directions, absolutely. You know, we feel that we have tremendous qualities that are giving us a chance to be in any game. I love that about this team. We have to be more, I would say, more precise, a little bit more efficient, and not have the ebbs and flows of not having successful quarters and stuff like that. So, I mean, those are the things that a young team has to overcome. It's more of our youth. You know, we have the talent to do it, but it's the consistency and the execution, I think, are the challenges for us right now.
Yeah.
But you're right, Mark. I think we're closing the gap in a lot of respects. I think we can stand toe to toe with anybody in this on our schedule.
Right.
But it's about being effective and efficient consistent with what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to this one on Saturday. I mean, this will be a physical football game. You better strap on the chin strap a little tighter on Saturday, right?
It will. It's going to be just like last week.
Love it.
That's the way we like it.
Yeah. Love it. Good luck on Saturday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Carl Durrell, head coach of Colorado Buffaloes. He and the Buffs will take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. 11 o'clock is the kickoff, 9 a.m. the pregame on the Colorado Football Network. In Denver, you can hear it on 630 KHON. We'll give you the other options out there later. Coming up next, though, safeties coach Brett Maxey is going to join us next. This is Colorado Football from Learfield. Hey, Buffs fans, Colorado is growing. Growing jobs, growing leaders, we're even growing the future. Synchronicity Full Spectrum Hemp Oil is planting the seeds of wellness right here in Colorado. Their industry-leading hemp products have set the standard for quality, sustainability, and innovation. It's why they're proud to be the exclusive partner of CU Athletics, a kindred spirit in the pursuit of a healthier tomorrow. Feel the future. Use code CUHERD at synchronicityhempoil.com for 30% off your first order at checkout. And go Buffs!
Welcome to the show, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks built Ford Tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done. But hurry, Ford Truck Month is one show you don't want to miss.
Run, pass, kick, and fight to win. I'm Rob Wilhite, managing partner of the Swire Law Firm and proud CU alum. Injury cases, like a football game, have to have a winning game plan. We can get you the life-changing settlement you deserve. You can't do it alone. You need a team and coach behind you, making sure every play leads to victory. If you've been injured in an accident, call or text 303-GOOD-LAW today.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey there, this is Mike Golic, and I am back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, y'all, this is Michael Felder, co-host of College Sports Now. We're breaking down all the action from around the country every week with new episodes dropping 4 days a week during the football season. We'll look beyond the box score and keep our finger on the pulse of college football from September all the way through the national championship game in January. Listen all season long on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to get your favorite podcast. And be sure to follow along on Twitter at CSNowTweets.
University of Colorado football is brought to us by the Hiltons on Canyon. The Hiltons on Canyon features sister hotels, Embassy Suites, and Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in the heart of Boulder on Canyon at 28th, just minutes away from Folsom Field. Book your stay today. I've done that many times. We have a late ball game. Stay there. Don't have to drive home that night. Great spot. Go and swing on in there. They'll take good care of you. Back on Buzz Primetime, voice of the Buzz, Mark Johnson. Brett Maxey, safeties coach and defensive passing game coordinator, joining us here for a couple minutes. You know, it's always funny. I was going to say something to Carl. I forgot about it. You know, years ago, you had an assistant coach, they were a position guy, and now we've got run game coordinators and pass game coordinators, both on the offensive and defensive side. So explain, everybody, what is defensive passing game coordinator? What does that mean?
Well, my responsibility every week during my study of the opposition that's coming in, that's coming up for that particular week, after watching the film and looking at all the passes, to give some ideas of what coverages would work in certain situations.
Okay, all right. So you're another set of eyes, if you will.
So they lean
implementing
on,
that game plan.
Absolutely, they lean on me for some of the coverages that we implement during that course of the week.
Okay,
or maybe even changing some coverages, tweaking them.
When a game plan comes together, so Chris Wilson's a defensive coordinator.
Yes.
And you guys, I mean, how much interplay is there? And when does that happen during the week in terms of, you know, is it right away on Sunday morning when you're already turning your attention to the opposition?
It starts right away.
Mark, about a half hour after the ball game wraps
it
up.
It starts sooner than you think, man. I'm here early Sunday morning, putting the game that we just played behind us. And then once we have our staff meeting and we discuss the game.
Yeah.
I go back to my office, and right away I'm working on the next opponent.
Okay. Would you say put the game to bed? So help us understand, help the fans understand. So you come in on Sunday morning after a ball game, and putting to bed is what, grading the tape and talking about issues that we need to take care of this week, or what?
You got it, man. Yeah. You know, we talk about all the issues, the good things that we did well, the things that we need to take off tape. Because the other team is looking to, take advantage of some of the things that we don't do as well during the course of a game.
All right. And
in some cases, we look to, to make maybe a personnel change or two.
Okay.
So there's a lot that goes into it. We dissect it because you always have to evaluate yourself. Yeah, sure. Self-scout is what it's called.
Okay.
You have to self-scout yourself every week.
Yeah. And so everyone's bringing in their portion of it. So you're looking at safeties, a linebacker coach looking at linebackers, D-line coach looking at you, bring it together and say, okay, here's where we are.
I'm looking at everybody that's involved in coverage.
Okay.
That includes the linebackers, the safeties, the corners, the nickels, anybody that has a role in coverage.
Okay.
I have to make sure that that I'm doing my job and making sure that everybody is doing their job.
Yeah. Well, right now, I would imagine, considering it's only two games, but the way that defense is played, you guys have been pretty happy on Sunday mornings, generally speaking, about the performance of the guys on the defensive side.
Generally speaking, because this is not a perfect game and it's played by imperfect people. So there are going to be mistakes. And one of the things that we talk about in our room, I'm talking about the safety and nickel room, we talk about, hey, there are going to be mistakes in this game. But what we can't do is let that mistake carry on to the next play.
Right.
So we have to have that next play mentality. Hey, we'll get it figured out, even after the series, or, we may get it figured out after we watch the tape. Because, seeing it with the naked eye, sometimes you miss things.
Right.
But our players have been really good when they come back to the sideline, hey, what did you see there? And they can explain it to you, which is what you hope for.
Right.
So it gives you an idea. Watching a game from field level is a little bit more difficult than it is watching it up in the box. And I say that because this week is going to be the first time since I've been on the staff that I get to watch it from field level.
Okay. So you're coming down for the boxers.
I'm coming down.
Is that just a game specific thing, or is this?
This is something that
movement
that I personally want to
do.
Okay,
all right.
I need to get close.
Okay. So that gives you better interaction with the players.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Instead of just being on the phone or something.
You better believe it, man. Because it's hard. It's hard because by the time a play has, the series has ended, there's a special teams play, possibly.
Yeah.
So I have to wait until that player that I need to talk to finish his special teams responsibility. And then, Chris has his corrections that he needs to make.
Yeah.
By the time by the time I get a guy on the phone, they're getting ready to go back on the field.
Right. They probably remember
and
what
I'm
just
like,
happened out there, right?
That's right. I don't think I can live through this another week.
How would you assess then that your safeties have played so far this season?
I think the expectations, they have lived up to it to a certain extent. There's always room for improvement. And to be quite honest with you, we really haven't been in a position to make a lot of plays.
Yeah.
I think our tackling has been really good, better than it was at this point last year.
That's good.
During the season.
That's good.
Which is something that you always hope for because you want to be – the best tackling team on the field.
Yeah.
Or in the stadium on that day.
Yeah.
And we've done a really good job with that.
We were, Carl and I talked previously before you came in to join us here on the show about Isaiah Lewis growing up. I mean, he's an impressive young man. We're going to talk to him here in a few moments. Mark Perry is playing a lot of football for you right now. Talk a little bit about those two starters.
I'll start with Mark Perry because he's the one that has really, really made some big leaps and jumps in this defense. And I say that because he's one of our most explosive players, almost to a fault. Because when you're talking about tackling in the open field, when Mark reads that it's time to transition and tackle in the open field, he has to close the distance between he and the runner with speed. And when he gets to a point where he needs to start to shorten his stride, now this, you're talking about a 10-3, 10-6, 100-meter athlete, right? And he has to shorten his stride to come under control. He has really worked at being really good at that. And it's he's very conscientious of it.
Yeah.
And now it's gotten to the point where it's unconscious competence, where he's doing it without even thinking about it. That's how good he's gotten.
And that's where guys can really play.
You look at the open field tackles that he's made in the last two games.
Yeah.
If you told me he was going to make those tackles a year ago,
you wouldn't have believed it.
I wouldn't believe it.
Sometimes you can be too athletic for your own good, can't you? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
You know, how to control all that speed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In the last probably 90 seconds here, let me ask you about this offense you're going to face on Saturday right out there in Folsom Field. Minnesota Golden Gophers coming to town. Tell me what you see from Minnesota.
I think they're very well coached. Mm-hmm. The quarterback does a really good job of managing the offense. They're not a high tempo team. They will do some tempo from time to time, but the operation of the offense is really good. Mm. Probably, in the three games now, this is the third game. I would say this young man does a really good job of operation within the offense. Yeah.
He's seen a lot of football, right?
More so than the first two opponents. Right. And yes, he has seen a lot. And I think the head coach, attributes to that as well, because of and I've talked to some colleagues that I've played with or coached with in the past that has worked with the head coach.
Yeah, PJ Fleck.
And he's very good at what he does.
Yeah.
And you can see his work on film.
Okay.
It's going to be a great challenge. I'm looking forward to it.
Just on paper as I'm getting ready, it looks like it's going to be a physical game. This is a big physical team you're facing.
Every week it's physical. Their offensive line, they have probably the biggest offensive line that we're probably going to see this
year. And they're all seniors, by the way.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Man, well, they're going to have to reload. God bless them.
That's right.
Because they're losing some good players, man.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's exciting. The atmosphere is going to be electric on Saturday. It's an early game. The weather's going to be fantastic. The stadium's going to be packed. This is what we love about college football. Go out and have some fun on Saturday.
Whoever shows up ready to play this early game, not dragging, because when you wake up in the morning, some guys are not morning people.
Yeah.
And most of them, especially kids that we coach that are young, it takes them a while to get going.
Yeah. Good thing we're a morning team, though.
Yeah. I was just about to say that.
We got to run. That's Brett Maxey. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Mark,
safety coach for the Colorado Buffaloes is we've got Isaiah Lewis coming up next. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I must give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional black and gold face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Buffs t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game.
Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with the CU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, an official bank of CU Athletics. Get yours today at fnbo.com/buffs. Member FDIC.
The future is growing in Colorado, and Synchronicity Full Spectrum Hemp Oil is planting the seeds. We are a Colorado pioneer with the single pursuit of advancing wellness through the highest quality, most innovative, and sustainable hemp oil products on Earth. It's why we're proud to be an exclusive partner with CU Athletics, joined in our effort to impact the whole body and mind of the people of Colorado and beyond. Feel the future now. Use code CUHERD at SynchronicityHempOil.com for 30% off your first order at checkout. Synchronicity. Feel the full effect.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
SunState Equipment knows the importance of having great players to build a championship team. That's why we're proud to support the athletes, faculty, and families of CU Athletics. With six Colorado locations, SunState is the construction equipment rental partner you can turn to for a competitive edge on any project. Working together, winning together. Get your game on with SunState. Visit us at sunstateequip.com. Go Buffs!
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a nature show host.
In the native habitat of a suburban driveway, the poor victim of a broken windshield is left assessing his vehicle, utterly helpless.
Well, not true. If he's got Geico, he can file a claim online, over the phone, or with his handy mobile app.
But like a lone gazelle, he'll suddenly be left to fend for himself, awaiting his terrible fate.
Nope. Geico will assign him a designated claims team to help him out, too.
So the gazelle gets his car fixed and everything.
Wow. Nature is so cool.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
What do you want from your sports book? The best odds? Daily personalized promotions? Same game parlays you can boost for even bigger payouts? How about a faster app with easier withdrawals and complete security? Sounds like you don't want to just bet. You want to live your bet life. When you bet with PointsBet, you get better odds and bigger payouts, all in a fast and reliable sportsbook. Looking to bet big? PointsBet Diamond Club is an invite-only premier betting experience. Visit the promo page on PointsBet.com to request access and start earning Diamond Club benefits like exclusive access to tickets and events, 24/7 premium service, a 10% top-up bonus every deposit. Get up to $3,000 and an exclusive experience per Diamond Club referral and unlock personalized promotions. What are you waiting for? Sign up for PointsBet today and live your bet life. PointsBet, Colorado's hometown sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Back in Bus Primetime, I'm voice of the Bus, Mark Johnson. Time to talk with the player during our player segment as Colorado gets ready for the Minnesota Golden Gophers this week. And number 23, Isaiah Lewis, joining us here for a couple of minutes. All right, a little postscript on last week. That was a heck of a ball game you guys played. Very tough, high-level college football game. What's your takeaway here a few days later?
I think it was a good performance all the way around. Obviously, we did not get the result we wanted, and the standard is to win every week that we play. So we're going to continue to build, and we understand now the power as a team that we have. So I think it's going to be a big confidence booster going into the rest of these games.
It really does illustrate, and Coach Durrell and Coach Wilson talk to you guys about this all the time. Games at a high level, which you guys are playing in, it comes down to little tiny things. I mean, small details, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The details make the difference. You know, we have to execute on every phase of the field and every phase of offense, defense, special teams. So I think the team really understands that and the players really understand that. So it'll, like I said, it'll come to play in these next games.
You know, last week down in Denver, you guys were flying around. I mean, that defense was on fire out there. Is there a kind of a feeding off of each other kind of concept when that defense is playing that way?
Absolutely. Accountability is one of our main focuses, main values. You're playing for the guy next to you. You want to make sure the guy next to you can trust you. So we go out there with a chip on our shoulder, and we want to get off the field on third down.
What are the conversations like when you guys are playing that way? You guys got to be talking amongst each other. What are those conversations like?
We're just making corrections. Every time we're off the field, obviously it wasn't as perfect as it could have been. So we're getting the calls from upstairs, and we're making fixes, every drive. Yeah.
They had one of the best tight ends in America, Weidermeyer, last week. You safeties had a, you know, your assignment is to cover a guy like that. Yeah. What was he like?
He was a real good athlete, really big, uses leverage really well, physical. I think it just came down to eliminating him early before letting him get down the field. I think once we did that, we were able to kind of factor him out a little more than what he was doing early in the game.
Were you guys sensing on the field the kind of energy that we were feeling up in the broadcast booth last week down in Denver?
I think so. It was great seeing the students doing the clap and the whole thing. Like it felt like CU football was back.
You've really become one of the leaders on this team as you've grown. You're an upperclassman now. That comes with responsibility, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a privilege. Like I say, it's something that you have to build on every day. And Coach Wilson is telling us, you know, if you're a leader, you need to show it both, you know, on the field, off the field. It's full circle. So it's a big responsibility.
I asked you, I think, before the season began, we did a little interview, and I asked you about playing for Chris Wilson. Not sure, a couple of games in. See what he does during a game, the adjustments, the things that he does. How's your opinion maybe changed or been altered?
I think it stayed the same. His motto is rush and cover, and he gets it done. The calls he's making, the front seven, or, you know, the guys that's got their hands in the dirt, they're going hard every play, and we're trusting our DBs to cover and the linebackers to cover. So I think it's a real strong system that we run.
I've heard Chris say that what he did when he came in and kind of took over calling this side of the ball, he simplified things. So you guys can just play, react, and be who you are, correct?
Absolutely. It's the player-run defense. You know, we're making the calls, we're making adjustments, and kind of just going from there.
Being a safety, are there responsibilities in the back end? Are you guys making calls? Or because you've got a great view of everything in front of you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're the safe trust, or we're the brain trust, as Coach Maxey calls it. You know, we're not only worrying about ourselves, we're getting other guys in position and making sure that everybody's in the right spot to make the plays that we're supposed to make.
You know, we talk to you all the time about football and what you do, you know, on the field and this and that. And what do you do away from football? What keeps you? What's your interest? What are your hobbies?
I sit on the couch and I watch film.
Well, that's football. That's not getting away from football.
No, I don't have much else to do. I'm in my master's program. I don't have a load of classes anymore, so I honestly just get to watch a little more film.
I love it. What was your undergrad in?
It was communications and media, and then right now I'm working on a master's of science in leadership, so it's going good.
So when football's all said and done, what is that all going to mean that Isaiah Lewis is going to do?
Shoot, I want to get into real estate, but, you know, I'm hoping to continue playing football and then going from there. Yeah.
Well, you're a good-looking guy. I mean, you handle yourself very well here. You know, there's always that TV thing out there.
Yeah, I would actually be interested in doing a little broadcast. Yeah, for sure. If you have hookups, let me know.
Well, you know, Coach Barnett can't do this forever, so maybe when you're done playing, you know.
Hey, let me know. I will put the time, put the work in, and broadcast.
You know, the thing you find with athletes, when they make that move, because they're so accustomed to the schedule, what football is, the build-up to the game, the preparation, they actually become pretty good broadcasters most of the time.
Yeah, I see that. Like, when I don't remember, a while ago, Tony Romo was calling the games, and he was, like, nailing it. And I was like, yeah, I mean, he knows the ins and outs of offense and defense. So, I mean, it's expected, I would say.
All right, now let's talk a little bit about the opponent this weekend. You're going to face a team that's very much like the Colorado Buffaloes, right? From a defense perspective, you're going to face a team that wants to run the ball very effectively. Talk a little bit about that Gopher team you're going to face.
Yeah, we understand how strong their run game is. We understand that the fronts, we're learning the fronts right now, and we understand that it's going to be a physical game. They've got really good receivers just like A&M, so it'll be a balanced game as far as defense goes. And we were talking about the offense as well. Like, you know, the front is going to just want to run you over, and that's what we're getting prepared for, and we're going to prepare to run them over.
You know, I was talking to Jalen Sambi, being a defensive tackle. I asked him about, you know, when you face a physical team, he goes, oh, we fellas up front, we love that. How about safeties? Do you prefer a physical running opposition or one that likes to throw the ball around, or does it make a difference?
What I notice with our defense is we rise to the occasion. When the competition rises, we're right next to them, if not ahead of them, and that's with preparation that our coaches put us through. So I think we definitely enjoy, you know, ranked opponents, let alone just, you know, good teams.
Now, this is the final non-conference game for you guys, because after this one, you jump into the Pac-12. So, obviously, a big ball game. I understand it might be a capacity crowd here on Saturday. Looking forward to that energy?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the energy in the stadium when everybody's there, it's unreal. So, I think it'll play a little bit of a factor going into Saturday.
All right. Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Number 23, Isaiah Lewis, safety for the Colorado Buffaloes as they get set for the Minnesota Golden Gophers out of the Big Ten coming to Folsom Field. By the way, our coverage on the Colorado Football Network is underway at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. It's an early game, 11 o'clock with a kickoff. As we put a wrap on Buffs Primetime, I'm voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Thanks for joining us. This is Colorado Football from
Hey, Buzz fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buzz fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Buffs fans, Colorado is growing. Growing jobs, growing leaders, we're even growing the future. Synchronicity Full Spectrum Hemp Oil is planting the seeds of wellness right here in Colorado. Their industry-leading hemp products have set the standard for quality, sustainability, and innovation. It's why they're proud to be the exclusive partner of CU Athletics, a kindred spirit in the pursuit of a healthier tomorrow. Feel the future. Use code CUHERD at SynchronicityHempOil.com for 30% off your first order at checkout. And go Buffs!
Welcome to the show, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks built Ford Tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done. But hurry, Ford Truck Month is one show you don't want to miss.
Run, pass, kick, and fight to win. I'm Rob Wilhite, managing partner of the Swire Law Firm and proud CU alum. Injury cases, like a football game, have to have a winning game plan. We can get you the life-changing settlement you deserve. You can't do it alone. You need a team and coach behind you, making sure every play leads to victory. If you've been injured in an accident, call or text 303-GOOD-LAW today.
How many Boss Babies can one family hold? Find out in the outrageous adventure, The Boss Baby, Family Business, now available at Redbox. Set 40 years after Boss Baby, estranged brothers Tim and Ted Templeton reunite when a magical formula turns them into babies for 48 hours. Joining forces with Tim's secret agent daughter, they must go undercover to prevent an evil genius from turning toddlers into monstrous brats. Watch The Boss Baby, Family Business, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch. Hey, Buzz fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buzz fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
Buff's Primetime has been presented by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. And by Pepsi is a proud partner of CU football. Cheers to the Buffs and Buffs fans everywhere. Grab an ice cold Pepsi and skull Buffs. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Buffalo Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.